"Dance with me," she asked in a playful, cajoling tone that did nothing to soften his features. He swirled the amber liquid in his glass and shook his head. "No thanks," he said, his voice rough around the edges. "Not in the mood." It was the third time she had asked him tonight, and it was now the last. "Okay, Mr. Grumpy Pants," she said, straightening again. "I am in the mood, so I guess I'll have to go and find someone else who is, too." She reached for his drink and finished whatever was inside in two gulps, ignoring the burn of the liquor down her throat because she was going to need the liquid fortitude for what she was going to do next. Dance like she was a stripper. It didn't take Serena long to find a willing partner, and as Dylan watched her and some guy out on the dance floor, his stomach twisted into a knot of conflicting emotions, with envy and lust topping the list. He was also feeling possessive, like caveman-level possessive, which he had no right to be. Serena was free to do whatever she wanted with a stranger, even if Dylan wanted her for himself. And right now, she was dancing like she had zero inhibitions left, which was the first time he had ever seen her so brazen and openly sensual when she was usually much more modest and reserved. Her body was loose and fluid, despite the 4-inch heels she was wearing. Her hips swayed provocatively in that sexy, shimmering dress, and the sultry, inviting smile she bestowed on the muscle head she was with made Dylan clench his jaw hard. It was complete torture to witness her seducing some random guy, to think about the possibility that she might do something completely out of character for her after having a few cocktails, like leave with her dance partner and have a one-night stand. And considering how cozy the two of them seemed to be getting, that scenario worried him more with each passing minute. The song segued into another, and the guy she was with grew bolder, more daring with his touches. He looped an arm around her waist and anchored Serena up against his body, and much to Dylan's dismay, she looped her hands around his neck and followed his lead in a dirty dance that set him on edge. When the man's hands drifted down to grab her ass so he could grind against her, Dylan shot out of his chair and reached the couple in record speed, and just like earlier at the roulette table, he asserted himself to protect her from doing something potentially stupid with a total stranger. Never mind his own personal envy issues.